So it is through the grace we attain or we get knowledge or wisdom from God. It is through our human effort we get the taste of the wisdom. That's what I understand from Christian perspective. And also, I did not know you said moving backward, frontward or being still. And in that, in the Zen meditation, they taught being present. That is grace or effort.
I think the sense of the whole point of not moving forward, not moving back, and not standing still is not trying to define it. Which you get involved in the, because the effort is the that kind of I've got to try, I've got to do something, and to be able to. Like one of the things that I've taught over time, because especially in the Buddhist path, you know, one of the essence of the path or the essence of, you know, realization is really letting go or surrender. And in Christian tradition, you would say surrendering to God. And especially from a Buddhist perspective, there's a lot of emphasis on wisdom. And with that kind of understanding, we're always refining our wisdom, seeking wisdom, quite rightly, but also on a certain level, you know, is it really wisdom that lets go or surrenders or gives up? You know, to me, yes, you have to have wisdom, but it's also faith, and it's some in a Buddhist path. It tends to be underplayed, the quality of faith, of, you know, having a refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Of having a devotion to the path, to the training, but approaching it from a place of faith. And to me it's much more faith that surrenders, that relinquishes, that's willing to let go. Wisdom is always wanting just a little bit more information. I just got to get a little bit more knowledge. I got to get a little bit more understanding. And there is no end to that. So that this sense of balancing, and I think it was a really good topic in terms of like contrasting or comparing or bringing to light effort and grace, so that we can see, well, because it's also an individual path. What do we need as an individual to balance and to harmonize with truth, to really, you know, give ourselves to truth, so that, and then that's where the effort comes of that. Just as Swamiji said, it's relinquishing those habits of mind. Yeah, and being suffering and being stuck in samsara and in the world is just a bad habit.